عليكم جميعا ورحمة الله وبركاته. سورة يونس عليه السلام verse 40 and 41. إن شاء الله we have only 10 more years to finish the Quran. In these 20 years we did 2/3, and we have 1/3 إن شاء الله another يتشيشن ببانديل بوسكونيت. 10 years is over and life is over after that. صلوا على محمد وعلى محمد. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا وحبيب قلوبنا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد وعلى أهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المقصومين الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا. اللهم صل على محمد. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ومنهم من يؤمن به ومنهم من لا يؤمن به وربك أعلم بالمفسدين. وإن كذبوك فقل لي عملي ولكم عملكم، وإن كذبوك فقل لي عملي ولكم عملكم، أنتم بريئون مما أعمل وأنا بريء مما تعملون. ومنهم من يستمعون إليك، أفأنت تسمع الصم ولو كانوا لا يعقلون. صدق الله العلي العظيم. The Holy Quran tells us that this life has been divided into two camps. There is no third one. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ. Among the people around you, Ya Rasulullah, some people who are going to take this book to heart, they take it serious, they will respect the book, implement the book, follow the book. And among them who are going to reject. And this is the policy of this life. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. The most powerful verse in the Quran. إِنَّا هَدَيْنَاهُ السَّبِيلَ. We showed him the way. So if he wants to be grateful, he's welcomed. And if he wants to be a rejecter and rebels, he's also welcomed. إِمَّا شَاكِرًا وَإِمَّا كَفُورًا. In another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنَ وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرَ تِلْكَ الرُّسُلْ فَضَّلْنَا بَعْضَهُمْ عَلَى بَعْضٍ مِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَلَّمَ اللَّهِ ورفع الله بعضهم فوق بعض درجات وآتينا عيسى ابن مريم البينات وأيدناه بروح القدس ولو شاء الله ما اقتتل الذين من بعدهم من بعد ما جاءتهم البينات ولكن اقتتلوا فمنهم من آمن ومنهم من كفر. The followers of the prophets, after seeing the truth comes to them, they see the truth, بينات, they see the evidence. Very clear. They see what is right and what is wrong. Still, despite that, they started fighting among themselves. Fighting. فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ آمَنْ. Some people, they decided to follow the Prophet. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ كَفَرْ. And some people decided to reject and deny the Prophet. Allah says to the companions of the Prophets after the Battle of Uhud in Surah Al-Imran, very beautiful description. Allah says, مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ. I know about your hearts and your intentions. Some of you are the seekers of this little, fast, fleeting life, dunya. وَمِنْكُمْ And some of you, I know about their hearts and their intentions. مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ They are the seekers of the آخِرَةِ مِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَمِنْكُمْ مَنْ يُرِيدُ الْآخِرَةِ And this premise applies to all communities throughout the history of mankind. Everywhere, in every geographic location, you find people who are the seekers of dunya and people who are the seekers of akhirah. So here in Surah Yunus, verse 40, Allah says, وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ I am telling you, Ya Rasulullah, I am giving you heads up. وَمِنْهُمْ Some of those who are around you in Mecca, the Meccans, are going to accept the book. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ So do not be frustrated. Don't be frustrated. The Prophet was keen, very keen, because he has a good heart, nice heart, merciful. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَاكَ إِلَّا رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ He was keen to bring all people to guidance. And he worked very hard to do that. But Allah is telling him, no. No. This is a dream that is not going to be fulfilled. Many of them are going to come to guidance, but some of them, I am telling you right now, they are going to reject you. Mu'anid. In this life, we have mu'anid. This is the season we have been told, this is the season of allergy. You look at yourself, and your family and your kids, how they sneeze. Some people have allergy to faith, and to fact, and to justice. They have allergy. They don't like it. They have allergy. Allah is saying. Not that God created them with this allergy. God gave them the choice. But they chose to reject the truth. وَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ لَا يُؤْمِنُ بِهِ وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ Your Lord knows the intention of the mischief doers. What does that mean? It means that those who reject this book, they do not reject it based on reason or rationality. No. Based on arrogance. Based on facade, corruption. Because they know that this book is aligned and compatible with reason, with fitrah, natural instinct, human instinct. Human disposition, and it is compatible with a human wijdan, conscience. Nothing in this book is strange to reason, to heart, to conscience. Nothing. But because they want to commit mischief, they want to lead a life of irresponsibility. They want to be unaccountable, irresponsible, careless and reckless in this life. This is why they don't believe in this book. The life of irresponsibility, bi bandobari. They don't want discipline. They want to enjoy this life. They want to be completely free in their behavior. So this is the reason that made them reject this book. Not because there is something in this book against truth or justice or reason. No. This book is very perfect. But some people say, no, I don't like these rules. Have you seen some children at home? They tell their parents, no, I'd like to have my own freedom. You can't tell me what to do, what to say, what time I come, what time I leave, who I go with. You can't. You can't dictate to me. I'm a free person. I'm an adult. So, you can't tell me what to do. This is exactly what we hear in many families. Many, many of our families, this is their statements. The statement of their children. Now you take it to the bigger society. In the society, we have people in their 50s and 60s and 70s and 90s who say, You can't tell me what to do. God has no right to tell me what to do. I know my way. I know what I'm doing. Because of arrogance. Because they do not want to submit. And this is why the biggest crime and the biggest sin and the first sin that was committed on earth, the sin of arrogance. When Iblis said to Allah, no. No, I'm not going to listen to you. خَلَقْتَنِي مِن نَارٍ وَخَلَقْتَهُ مِن طِينٍ. Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam says, أَوَّلُ مَا عُصِيَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى. The very first violation that took place on earth was because of arrogance. And imagine this person, because of his arrogance, he went down and he committed other crimes until he became Iblis. Iblis, the symbol of evil in this universe. But he started with arrogance. This is why, my friends, we have to stay away from arrogance. Stay away. The more you humble yourself before Allah, the more we submit to Allah. قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ. Submission, to humble yourself. 2 weeks ago, we had a discussion with some Sunni scholars. We were sitting having lunch together. And then we were discussing why the Shia, they use the turba. I said there are many reasons. Some of them, it's the sunnah of the Prophet. Sunnah. Don't you say to me every time, this is sunnah, sunnah? I'm telling you, this is sunnah of Rukh. But there is something more important. The philosophy of this turba is a rational philosophy. That I put my forehead on dust only for Allah. This is absolute submission. When you put it on carpet, this is not absolute submission. But when you put it on dirt, dirt. You see, dirt? This is absolute submission to Allah. And you must do this in the prayers. You must do. You must submit yourself. This is the philosophy of prayers. To submit. To say, Allah, you are my Lord. You are my Lord. You are my master. You are my owner. I am your slave. I'm putting my forehead on dirt. This is the philosophy of sujood. And this posture of sujood, and this gesture of sujood, is the highest position the abd can reach in this life. The highest and the most sublime. When you put yourself on sujood, on dirt. So here, because they were corrupt, they rejected the book. This is why Allah says, وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بِالْمُفْسِدِينَ. Your Lord knows the corrupt, the mischief doers, because they don't want to follow the truth. This is why they rejected the book altogether. They said, we don't like this law. We don't like it. Leave me alone. Leave me free. وَرَبُّكَ أَعْلَمُ بالمفسدين. And then verse number 41. وَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ. Ya Rasulallah, take it easy. If they reject you, if they reject you and deny you, وَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ فَقُلْ لِي عَمَلِي. Say to them, if they deny you, say, unto me my deeds, and unto you your deeds. You are quit of what I do, and I am quit of what you, of that which you do. وَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ. If they reject you, this is what you have to say. Now the question is, my friends, how much responsibility we have towards people who go into the wrong direction? Meaning, how long we should chase them and go after them? To what extent? If a member of my family, a member of my community, my neighborhood, my friends, my masjid, my whatever, I see them doing something bad, something destructive, How much responsibility do I have? How far should I run after them and chase them down? This is a common question that many people ask. Many fathers ask, many mothers ask, many wives and husbands and friends ask, how much responsibility do I have? My son is not listening to me. My daughter is not listening to me. My husband is not listening. My wife is not. So to what extent I should go after them? To the last day until they take me to my grave? Or there is a line that I cannot cross? Listen to what Allah says. The answer is this. The answer is found in Yunus 41. Yunus 41. Allah says, وَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ, if they keep denying you, if they keep denying you and rejecting you, and they don't ask you and they ridicule you, وَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ, in this case, tell them, listen, you are not going to follow me and believe in me. No problem. فَقُلْ, say to them, فَقُلْ لِي عَمَلِي, unto me are the results of my deeds, and unto you are the results of your own deeds. Let's reach this agreement that I'm not going to interfere in your life anymore, nor you going to interfere in my life. Each one is going to bear the consequences of his or her deeds. أَلَّا تَزِرُ وَازِرَةٌ وِزْرَ أُخْرَى وَأَنْ لَيْسَ لِلْإِنسَانِ إِلَّا مَا سَعَى وَأَنَّ سَعْيَهُ سَوْفَ يُرَى. You try first. You as a father, as a mother, as a husband, you have to try. But when you reach a point, that person is saying, don't waste your time with me. Listen, don't waste your time. And then in some families, it reaches the point of divorce. In some families, the children, they run away. They go somewhere else because they don't want to see and hear their parents. If the parents say something to them, they say to them, don't lecture me. Don't lecture me. Now here Allah says, فَقُلْ لِي عَمَلِي وَلَكُمْ عَمَلُكُمْ فَقُلْ لِي عَمَلِي وَلَكُمْ عَمَلُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ بَرِيئُونَ مِمَّا أَعْمَلُ وَأَنَا بَرِيءٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. You are free of the consequences of what I am doing, and I am free of the consequences of what you are doing. There is a point, of course. There is a point of separation. And the clear example of that in Surah Nuh, the story of Nuh with his son. The son who rebelled against his father. And his father was chasing him to the last minute. Ya Bunayya arkab ma'ana, get into this boat. Ya Bunayya arkab ma'ana, you are going to drown. Embark on this ark. Ya Bunayya arkab ma'ana, he's running after him. But unfortunately the son would not listen. He said to his father, don't worry about me, I'm not going to drown. I'm going to go to the summit of the mountain. To the highest point of the mountain, I'm going to be safe. سَآوِ إِلَى جَبَلٍ يَعْصِمُنِي, to protect me from water. يَعْصِمُنِي مِنَ الْمَاءِ. The father said to him, لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ اللَّهِ. This is not a just normal flood. This is the wrath and the anger of God. This is a punishment. There is no escape. If you don't get on board, you're going to drown. لَا عَاصِمَ الْيَوْمَ مِنْ أَمْرِ. وَحَالَ بَيْنَهُمَا الْمَوْجُ فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. Then the currents divided them, and eventually the son was one of the drowned ones. فَكَانَ مِنَ الْمُغْرَقِينَ. Allah said to Adam, to Nuh, Nuh, you did what you were supposed to do as a father. إِنَّهُ لَيْسَ مِنْ أَهْلِكَ إِنَّهُ عَمَلٌ غَيْرُ صَالِحٍ. That's it. You did enough, more than enough, in trying to salvage and save your son. But when he insists on wrongdoing, you have no right to go after him after that. لا إكراه في الدين قد تبين الرشد من الغي. This is the beauty of Islam. Islam is not based on coercion. Islam is based on reason and aql. Allah does not want you to use violence with your family and push them and coerce them and threaten them and intimidate them. Do this, don't do that, do this. No, that was not going to work. It's not going to work. Besides, what's the beauty of it? What's the beauty? My brother Said Hussein was in Istanbul yesterday. He was at a conference by Istanbul University, conference on Usul al-Fiqh. So him and another two who came from the Islamic Republic, they participated in this conference, giving a paper. And he showed me, he sent pictures of the students in this auditorium in the university, packed, all women with hijab, and perfect hijab, perfect hijab. Perfect hijab. You know what I mean, perfect hijab? Imagine country that were fighting hijab for century, one century. Mustafa Kemal Ataturk and those who came after him. Mustafa Kemal was fighting Islam, not just hijab, was fighting God and Quran, and he changed the alphabet from Arabic into Latin. And he was fighting hijab. The result today, the youth, the new generation of Turkey, they are with hijab and at the university. Why? Because you cannot force someone to do something. Leave him alone. And when you force someone to do something, and if he's going to do it, it is worthless. Worthless. Because it is out of fear. Not out of reverence and respect for God. Allah says this act that emanates from fear and intimidation is worthless. Worthless. Hiç arzışın adına. You have to establish a relationship with God. We have to love God. God is the God of love, not God of fear. He's God of love. He says, I want you to understand me and understand the value of what you are doing. This is what we have to use in our communities. Education, enlightenment. We tell our children, these are the results of good deeds, and these are the results of bad deeds. In ahsantum, ahsantum yan. Good for you. You are not going to suffer. And if you don't do, someone was telling me, what is the difference between two people having depression? One is a believer in God, and one is a rejecter of God. Both of them, they have depression. He was telling me, can someone who believes in God and worships God, can he or she be diagnosed with depression? I said, yes, yes. Depression just like heart disease. But the difference, this is the difference. The difference is the one who has depression and does not believe in God, sometimes he or she would think of taking their life and committing suicide. While someone who has belief in God and they have depression, they would never think of taking off their life. Because they know that God is going to help them. They have faith in God. They have a trust in God. They know God is seeing. God is watching. God is listening. God is monitoring. They are not alone. They are not alone. This is the difference between someone who has faith and someone who does not have faith. At the time of sickness, someone who does not have faith would lose himself. But someone who has faith, you know what he says? I have seen people with stage 4 cancer. You ask them, how are you doing? He says, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I am happy with what Allah has chose for me. This is submission. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Because I know I'm not going to finish. I have another journey ahead of me. Another journey, akhir, transfer from this life into the akhir. وَمِنْ وَرَائِهِمْ بَرْزَخٌ إِلَى يَوْمِ يُبْعَثٌ. And whatever they tell us about the akhirah, we still cannot comprehend, and we still cannot understand, unless we go and we see. This is the difference. Faith in God, trust in God, makes you believe that even if you are dying prematurely and early, that your life is not wasted. Allah said, I want you to live for 40 years, 30 years, 50 years. Then come back to me. That's it. I want you back. Who's not going to die? Nobody. We are all going to die. وَمَا جَعَلْنَا لِبَشَرٍ مِّن قَبْلِكَ الْخُلْدِ أَفَإِن مِتَّ فَهُمُ الْخَالِدُونَ كُلُّ نَفْسٍ رَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ. Ya Rasulullah, you are the greatest person and you are dying. If you are dying, they think that they're going to survive. They cannot survive. Nobody survived. Nobody would survive. So here Allah says, وَإِن كَذَّبُوكَ فَقُلْ لِعَمَلِي وَلَكُمْ عَمَلُكُمْ أَنْتُمْ بَرِئُونَ مِمَّا أَعْمَلُ وَأَنَا بَرِئٌ مِمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Now it's the point of separation. It's a point of separation. Now, some people, they don't believe in this separation. We have some people in the community, they appoint themselves as judges in the superior court in this life. And they start judging people. You are good, you are bad, you are fasiq, you are mu'min, you are thief, you are a crook, you are this, you are that. They issue their, they start a branding, you know, branding. They issue their fatwa against this person and that person. This is this, this is that, this is this. Allah says, why do you do this? Why do you judge people? Who are you to judge? Who appointed you as a judge and arbiter to speak on behalf of God? Nobody has the right to speak on behalf of God. Nobody in this life has the right to judge people. Nobody. Allah is the ultimate judge. Don't do that. Some people, they are full of fasad and fitna. They come to the community and they start branding people. You know, dividing them into good, into bad. This family, this individual, this fulan, this fulan. Why do you do this? Amir al-Mu'mineen says something very important. طوبى لمن شغله عيبه عن عيوب الناس. It is a fortunate person, he who gets busy with his faults and his mistakes and his عيب, rather than getting busy with the عيب and the mistakes and the faults of others. Look at yourself. Look at yourself. Don't look at others. If I look at myself, I become ashamed of myself, then I don't go to others. I get busy fixing myself. But when I'm blind about myself and my faults and my deficiencies, I become busy gossiping about people's faults and deficiencies. We should not do that. The story of Isa alayhi salam, when a lady was, a woman in his community, was captured with the crime of fornication, zina. So she was brought to Isa to stone her. Very famous, the story is in the Bible. Famous, famous story. So people of Bani Israel, they gathered preparing their stones to throw their stones at this lady. Isa stood. He said, listen. Whoever wants to stone her, he or she should be free from fornication. The one who did not fornicate. Yalla, Bismillah. All of them, they looked at him and they said, Khuda Habiz Master. Isa remained alone there. Do you want to kill her and stone her with a crime? You have to be free of that crime. If you have not committed that crime, Bismillah, come forward. This is what we have. Islam teaches us self-evaluation, my friends. Self-evaluation. To look at ourselves before we try to bring justice to the society, we have to bring justice to our own deeds, our own behavior, our own suluk. If our suluk is good, then we go to the others. Allah says, leave people alone, leave them alone. Yes, we may advise, it's very good. But when you accuse, when people start accusing unjustly, out of jealousy, out of corruption, out of arrogance, out of misguidance, Allah says, this is unacceptable. لي عملي ولكم عملكم أنتم بريئون مما أعمل وأنا بريء مما تعملون. I am going to bear the consequences of my deeds. You are going to bear the consequences of your deeds and leave each other alone. Inshallah, we're going to go for the ziyarah. These are the final days for registration. The deadline is coming up. Ziyarah of the Atabat of Karbala and Najaf and Kadhimain and Mashhad and Qum, inshallah, on April 3rd until 17th. If you want to join us, ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban, inshallah, to join us. And the Fatimiyya, as you heard, inshallah, is going to be on March 10th and March 11th, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. Allahumma aghfir lil mu'mineen wal mu'minat wal muslimin wal muslimat. الأحياء منهم والأموات تابع اللهم بيننا وبينهم بالخيرات إنك مجيب الدعوات إنك غافر الخطيئات أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم أمن يجيب المضطر إذا دعاه ويكشف السوء 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 يا الله من على مرضانا بالشفاء والعافية المرضى المنظورين اللهم ألبسهم ثوب الصحة والعافية وعجل في فرج سيدنا ومولانا صاحب العصر والزمان وإلى أرواح المؤمنين والمؤمنات والشهداء ثواب الفاتحة مع الصلاة على محمد وآل محمد.